Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Stephen Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S, middle initial M. Address is 121 Penzance, P-E-N-Z-A-N-C-E Avenue, number 60, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-366-8585. ID is XXX-XX-7607, date of birth 1/16/1957. 65-year-old married warehouse man. Insurance is Medicare / United Health Care. Pharmacy is Rayleigh's, East Avenue, Chico. It's addressed to 2/16/1957. Adventist Health, Paradise Skyway. Below that, it should say capital RHC. Below that, 5125 Skyway. Below that, Paradise, California, 95969-55-5624. Phone 530-872-2000. Fax 530-332-1049. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of breakthrough seizures, subparagraph. There's reported history of breakthrough seizures despite adjusted regimen of the addition of lamotrigine-lamictal to Keppra for a history of seizures and seizure disorder. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome - treated. New paragraph. Dear Robert Griggs, PA-C, thank you for referring Stephen Robbins for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, Stephen has a history of generalized epilepsy and has been followed for some period of time, subparagraph. He began suffering breakthrough seizures just recently, but describes unusual spells that are associated with a sense of increasing fatigue associated with diaphoresis and tremulousness before near collapse. New paragraph. As you are aware, he is a treated diabetic taking metformin with a previous history of poorly controlled diabetes with values as high as 600 before losing weight from 310 pounds to his current level of 190. New paragraph, his most recent A1C was reported to be 5.8. New paragraph. He gave an additional history of possibly having some diabetic neuropathy with paresthesias in the hands and feet. New paragraph. He was seen initially for examination and his evaluation on February 3, 2022, and was scheduled for MR brain imaging, which is pending and will be completed next week. New paragraph, his neurological examination is basically within normal limits with the findings of mild distal hypoesthesia in a stocking glove distribution. New paragraph. Today we reviewed his progress and completed a certification for employee return to work at Lulu's, where he works as a warehouse man. New paragraph. In consideration for the possibility of hypoglycemic episodes precipitating his spells, he will complete additional laboratory testing, monitoring his anticonvulsant levels, as well as an evaluation for metabolic syndrome with his morbid obesity, and a glucose tolerance study to exclude recurrent hypoglycemia. New paragraph. Additional therapeutic treatment today has been provided with a handout to obtain the Extend, capital E-X-T-E-N-D, nutritional supplement to take at bedtime and then once in the morning to help maintain normal glucose values, avoiding any hypoglycemia exposure risk. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation with the results of his imaging studies and his diagnostic laboratory testing with further recommendations. Subparagraph, copies of his laboratory work will be submitted to your office. And then signed respectfully with my professional signature.